Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, your main event. Introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddie, Jeff Dye, and Freddie Prinz Jr.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Wrestling with Freddie, now and forever known as Wrestling with Friends. With me, as always, is the greatest co-host in the world, Mr. Jeff Dye. And today, you get a very special treat. We have a guest. I cannot wait to interview her. WWE's own Zelina Vega. We know her as Miss Thea Trinidad. How are you? Welcome to the show. What's going down, girl?
Thank you for having me. I like that intro. That was pretty dope. The roll of the tongue as well.
Oh, well, my grandma's Puerto Rican, so I have to
my
ere and erre. I have to execute both properly. She taught me how to dance, too. I'm really, really excited to have you on the show. We have not had, I haven't had a guest on the show in over a year. And I missed them. Well, last season was just a different kind of season, but we're going back to guests. You are our first guest. I'm very glad you're here. And we have a common friend in the fantastic and wonderful Mr. Xavier Woods, who has prepped me with some questions that have been specially designed just for you.
Our king, Jeff will have yes.
Yes, he is our king. And you are our queen, by the way. We're dealing with royalty, Jeff. I forgot. Would you like to start or would you like me to?
Well, I think my first question will roll into yours because the mutual friend is Xavier Woods, right? And my first question is, Zelina Vega, if that is your real name. You love Mortal Kombat. I love Mortal Kombat. I would say Mortal Kombat is my Star Wars. I'm obsessed with it the way Star Wars fans love Star. I love Mortal Kombat. I know every nerdy little backstory. I follow all the stuff. I'm very, very into it. Have you ever thought about bringing fatalities into wrestling, into the ring?
I mean, there has been a few times I've thought about it, but I thought, I don't want to get fired. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, favorite Mortal Kombat character. That's an easy layup for you for the first question.
Sindel is my absolute favorite. She's like my top. But Jade is a close second.
Yeah, I would have gone Jade before that. Yeah.
Sindel's also royalty. Sindel's also royalty, and she does the screaming, and she has purple and blonde hair like you have right now. So,
yeah.
So you see the only game that Jeff plays. Thea,
I play baseball too.
my son is 10 years old. When I was coming up, and I think I was in my early 20s, Cartoon Network debuted Dragon Ball Z. It was my first sort of introduction to television versions of anime. I grew up on like manga and would rent things like Golgo 13, The Professional, Vampire Hunter D. Those were like,
oh
the
my
first,
God, I love you.
The first
intros. Okay.
That's super, super, super old school. But with the new stuff, I'm not educated on it. I'm not hip to it. I have to watch everything before I allow my son to watch it to make sure it's somewhat appropriate. I don't care about language, but there's a lot of like sexy time stuff out there that he's 10 and does not need to be involved with. What are your yeah. favorite animes right now? And what's your favorite anime of all time?
Right now, Demon Slayer.
Of course.
I love Demon Slayer. I just got a Rengoku done.
Oh, religious.
Done. Yeah.
Cool.
Let me see, like, I don't know if I could show it to you, but I just got a Rengoku done on my leg.
Did you really? Oh, my God. My son would freak out right now.
Yeah, so.
Don't show Rocky. He's going to want to get one.
I'd let him.
Yes. So Demon Slayer, I mean, I love older stuff like Inuyasha. That's actually on the other side of that leg. Inuyasha's fun. But I think of all time, it's Naruto. And it just for so many reasons. I mean, Naruto is just like everything. The first Naruto tattoo I got actually was this one. It's the Akatsuki Cloud.
The first, how many Naruto tattoos do you have?
And be honest.
Yo, she's having to think. It's that many?
This is a hard-hitting question.
On my other leg, I have.
It's a hard-hitting podcast. We want to know.
I have Madara on my other leg. I have Itachi, Kakashi, Jiraiya, Rock Lee, and Naruto, and then Neji on the other side. So,
37 Naruto tattoos, basically.
Just about, give or take.
Fantastic. So, Naruto has like over 2,000 episodes and like 400 seasons worth. Have you seen every single episode? Because my son's seen them every episode multiple times.
Me too. Yeah. Oh when God. I'm bored, I throw it on. Yeah.
Really? That's like the comfort food for you.
It is. It really is. And it's funny because I'm looking at my fridge and I'm like, yeah, and there's like Naruto magnets all over the place. And I dress my cats up like Naruto characters too. So
I don't think people that aren't into anime, I don't think they understand the amount of influence that Naruto has had on every culture in the world. Like people all over the world watch, love, committed themselves to this. When he made me watch it with him, I was like, man, I sit here and watch this kid show. And I sat down and watched him like, this is not a kid show. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm recognizing some of the voice. I'm like, hey, that's my friend Steve Bloom doing that voice, all this kind of stuff. And so I started getting into it. I'm not joking. That anime and My Hero Academia are the only two anime that have ever made me cry. A cartoon that Thank made me know. Cry. Yep. Now, granted, Disney got me once with The Fox and the Hound. Because that end of that movie is just a big middle finger to every human on earth.
Someone hasn't seen the movie Up.
I saw
the movie
Up.
Soul.
I didn't
these
cry.
Were, those will make
that?
You cry.
I didn't cry Iron Giant.
I cried in those movies.
But I'm glad you did. But Naruto has made movies. Me cry because, like I said, they did so many episodes. You get to know some of these characters and you just know they're not going to get rid of them. And then as soon as you fall in love, they rip your heart out. How many tears have you shed watching that show? And does it still make you cry?
It does. It's so whack. It really does. Like, because my husband's like, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you watching this? And I don't want to spoil anything. But he's like, why are you watching this scene again? Like, you've seen this happen to so-and-so like 10 times. I'm like, I know, but this is what he had, like all his things. And he did everything at once. And he uses every last bit and the frog and the whole thing. So
And the frog. And the By the way, it's an old show. You're allowed to spoil anything. If they haven't seen it, it's too bad for them. You won't get in trouble.
It's Jiraiya ripped my heart out so many times. And then like Neji was like my all time. Like I hate Hinata and Sakura, but that's another story. But like, it's just, I would trade Neji for like five of those characters, but I digress. But like, the first time I ever cried watching the show is when something almost happened to Akamaru. Like that's how emotionally invested it had me. So yeah, I was like trying not to like let my husband know that I was crying. I was like, about it. He's like, what's wrong? I was like, something almost happened to Akamaru. He's like, wait, almost? And you're crying. Yeah, so.
So let's talk a little up, up, down, down. Who would you say is your greatest rivalry since you guys have started that YouTube channel? And for those who don't know, Up, Up, Down, Down is a great gamer channel. They play video games, and basically every professional wrestler in the world loves playing video games, and they've all been exposed now because of this channel for their passion. I even got to go and be the dungeon master for the season three of Rollout for Woodsy and all of them. Who would you say is your biggest rival over there?
I only have to think about it for a second, but it's Kofi freaking Kingston.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because that was exactly what Xavier wrote.
Yep.
Is he better than you, or is it a back and forth? Who's the better gamer? Who won the last match? Will you kill him?
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, he did beat me, and I know he's gonna like clip this and he's gonna play it for me over and over and over, and it's fine, but he is the better gamer. If I were to give it to him, he is the better gamer. I have beaten him, but he's better.
I'll edit that out if you want. Jeff, go ahead, bro.
All right. I don't understand any of the anime talk.
I know you don't,
but it sounded
sweet.
That's
why I'm handing the mic to you, sir.
Sounded nice. Sounded like something I should watch. If it's going to make me start getting tattoos and dressing like a crazy wrestler, I don't know if I can do it. But I'll consider it. Wrestlers always dress crazy. Can I just say that? I dated a female wrestler for a while. You guys always look so cool and interesting in the ring. And then you go out in public and they're all dressed so crazy. I saw Enzo Amore at the mall one time, and everybody thought he was like a really rich homeless guy or something. He had so much crazy things going on.
What would be your look? I'm an amateur cosplayer. All right, even at my advanced age, I have costumes at the house. We used to just call it dress up. It wasn't called cosplay when I was growing up.
I wouldn't say you're an amateur, bro. You have like 500 of the coolest masks I've ever seen, and I was like, "What are these for?" You're like, "I don't know."
Yeah, but it's not like a career thing. Like, I have friends that literally make a career out of cosplay. They get paid to go places dressed up. One of my friends, Alicia Marie, makes all her own costumes. You know her. Yeah, see, of course you know her. She's an amazing human being, by the way, Jeff. I think you may or may not have met her. But if there was, what's one cosplay you haven't done that you would love to do? And then just try to explain to people what the passion and where it comes from for cosplay.
Well, so actually, it's funny that you brought up Alicia, because I was thinking that if I were to have one, and I couldn't build this, only she could, because her Shao Kahn was just the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So I'd say definitely have the female version of Shao Kahn, because that was just incredible. Like, I've seen her Predator. I've seen
her Predator's great. Done. Oh my God.
So good. So good. But I'd say the Shao Kahn for sure. And for me, it started with, like, when I was a kid, I hated the fact that Halloween only came around once a year, because I like to, you know, dress up so much. I was like, why can't I be Bubbles all the time? Why can't I be Harley Quinn all the time? Like, this is stupid. But then
you picked the right profession.
Right. Yeah. And now I get to dress up every Friday. But it's, it started there. And then once I realized that cosplay was a thing, then I was like, okay, well, now I can just put it under this umbrella and just be nerdy and whatever, regardless.
Let's have a serious wrestling question.
Okay.
Where did the passion for wrestling come from? I love that your cat's tail is just like in the edge of the frame, waving, just letting us know that it's all about the cat and not about us.
Yeah.
Where did the original passion come from? For me, and I've said this before, so I won't bore people with the story again. My grandmother lived, born and raised in Puerto Rico, Boca Raton. I saw my first match in San Juan, and they had a cage around it. And I asked if it was a steel cage match. And she said, no, that's in case the wrong person wins, the crowd won't kill him.
They take
their wrestling seriously. So where did your love inspiration come for it? And what was like the first time you were sort of exposed to it?
So it started just, I'd say, with my dad. My dad, he was a huge, huge wrestling fan. And really just my whole family were huge wrestling fans. And we would go to Madison Square Garden with the huge Just Bring It signs. Like, we were all about it forever. I remember I used to dress up like Lita for Halloween. And
yes.
Just, you know, so I was obsessed.
Freddie's favorite female wrestler.
That is my favorite female wrestler.
Ever. Is it really? Lita. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That match in Puerto Rico is such a heartbreaker winner.
Wait, besides you.
Yes, of course. Besides the great.
I don't think I'm your favorite.
Lita has to be my number.
I think she should be everybody's number one, honestly. She was such a groundbreaking just person, not just woman, but person. And Rey Mysterio, you know, once I saw Rey, listen, Halloween Havoc 1997, him and Eddie, that was the match that made me go, oh my God, I think I can do this. And
how old were you? If you don't mind my asking, about
6 years old, turning 7.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
That's how it is with all y'all. It's from childhood. Mm-hmm. It's so rare these. Oh, I guess there's some wrestlers, I think, that weren't exposed to wrestling at a young age. But at least every guest that I've had on, it's never in their teenage years. It's always at like 5, 6, 7 years old. And they're like, no, I knew this was what I wanted to do. And it's such a lottery ticket. How do you stay disciplined enough to be one of the 0.0001% that actually make it to television and get to fulfill their dream?
I mean, to be honest, I feel like part of it was, you know, hard work. And you talk about Naruto and Rock Lee is some of like, I take a lot of inspiration from Rock Lee when it comes to like hard work and, you know, whatever. So part of it's that, part of it was being lucky, like Amazing Red, he's my cousin. And, for those who don't
really?
Know him, he. So I started training with him when I was 17, I was supposed to be 18, whatever, but started training with him at 17 and then just kind of progressed from there. I met Tommy Dreamer. My gosh, that was 2010. And he got me my first tryout in TNA. I got signed after that there. And it just kind of continued to roll. But what people don't know is the things that we had to go through, especially my generation of wrestling, but like my age group, especially people that I knew around that time. I was taken from my grandmother's house in Queens. I would take the train from there into the city and then hop on the bus all the way to North Carolina for 9 hours to train with the Hardys and then like make it all the way back. So that's the kind of stuff, you know, sleeping in cars, like doing all these things, traveling, you know, doing shows for $20 and maybe a hot dog or something. That's the stuff that people don't know now. Now you get to go to these beautiful performance centers and, you know, get the A+ treatment since Jump Street. But what they don't know is that people like me had to suffer for it and loved it every minute of it. I love suffering every minute of it because it brought me to now. And it's not just, and again, I didn't even train. I should say this. I didn't train to be a manager. That was something that Triple H just said, hey, I think this is going to work. It's just from your attitude and his like
and
wrestling
your mic skills. Yeah, you had mic skills. And so once they see that, it's an easier transition, right? Because all of a sudden they have a unicorn, because not every great wrestler was great on the mic. My favorite manager of all time wasn't the best manager of all time. It was Mr. Fuji. But I was just obsessed with everything that came out of Japan back when I was a little kid. And I liked that he cheated. I always liked the cheaters.
I also liked that he had a camera that shot fire somehow. That was pretty cool.
Speaking of your mic skills, they have brought you opportunities even outside wrestling. And you have something coming up where you're joining the Street Fighter VI commentary team this June. Look, Street Fighter II was the greatest arcade game ever made for my generation.
Whoa.
For my generation. I know it's not Mortal Kombat. I wasn't a Mortal Kombat. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. I loved Street Fighter II so much. Dhalsim was my guy. Nobody could even get close to me. And if they did, they got the Yoga Fire, and that was their ass. How excited are you to see what you sacrificed and suffered for leading to something that is a genuine interest of yours, and now you get to do that too?
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's mind-blowing, honestly. Like, and that, even how that came about was such a crazy journey. But, you know, back in the day, I didn't really have, like, friends necessarily. I kind of just, like, had people I hung around with, but my brother was my partner in crime. That was the person I played video games with all the time, would watch, like, anime with, and just, he's my best friend, you know, outside of my husband now. But he had a big influence on me when it came to like fighting games. So when he introduced me to Street Fighter, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I loved Vega. Vega, that's why my last name is Vega, because of
really?
Street Fighter Vega. Yeah, that's why I picked it.
That guy kicked my ass. So like he was easier in the arcade than on the Nintendo when it came out. He was way harder on the Nintendo, and that would always stop my progress. I could never beat him until the second time. The first time I fought him, he would always win. I hate when he would jump up on the cage. Yep. I hated that claw. I hated the mask. I just wanted to smash the Phantom of the Opera mask. I hated it so much. And that's the one you picked.
I got a thing about Vega.
What?
I know this episode is not about Jeff Dye, but when we were young boys, we played Street Fighter. we didn't have the internet, right? We thought Vega was a girl. We thought it was a lady. And so we were like, you know, there's a part you can pause where you can see her chest, like her shirt. So we would pause it, and we're like, oh, dude, Vega's so hot. Like, we were like so into it, and we had no idea. I think like in high school, some like, you know, other high school boy was like, you know, that's a guy. And we're like, nah, it's Vega. Dude. Vega's like hot. It goes Vega, Cammy, then Chun-Li.
Chun-Li, man.
I have a question for her. It's an easy one. So it's like whenever like we go to comedy clubs, we always ask the booker, like, who do you love? Who do you hate? And it's fun for us to just have a little gossip, you know, like say, oh, they don't like this comic or they do like this. And the answers always vary. So my question for you as a wrestler, which one of your former wrestling coworkers, or what, you could even pick a stable mate, who would you like to kick through a barbershop window?
Like a Spartan stomp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they go all the way. You can be in character. You don't have to be in real life. I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah. Also, it can be in any time. You could say that I used to work with some creep down in blah, blah, blah.
Well,
some
I will say this. I kind of did do that already. Not through the window, but there was a point back when Sasha had just came out to save Bianca from Carmella and I, and she had hit me with the Meteora, and dude, I felt like my orbital bone broke. I was like, oh my God. And of course she was like super apologetic and whatever, but then I was like, just no, girl, you got a receipt. I swear to God.
Receipt time.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I was so mad. And then she's like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. Right. Royal Rumble happens. And I knew I was going to eliminate her. And I was like, this is my moment. This is it. So, bruh, I think I kicked the soul out of her. I kicked her so hard through, and she flew back and she landed on the floor, and I see her just shaking her head like this, and I knew she knew that was what I was waiting for. And of course we were fine afterwards and it was funny, but I remember Rhea going, oh, she was waiting for that one. Yep, that's the one.
I'm rewatching that Rumble just to see that moment now. Oh, I'm totally rewatching it
just to be a douche. I think I said, "What's a boss to a queen?" And I got into it. It was, you know, it was the whole thing. But it was, but fast forward, I'd say now, Rhea, because, and it's not, you know, it's not like it's not known that her and I are very close. However, you're close up until you're going for the championship. And she's now a champ.
She's got
now.
That bad boy. Yeah.
She's a champ now. So I'm just like, listen, we have history. I know a lot about you, and she knows a lot about me, but that's the person who I'm gonna find.
It could be like Hogan versus the Giant.
Dude, do you know how many times I've been watching?
You're very little. She's a giant.
Yeah,
you know?
But
it'll
that's
be great.
Why
good
it's
story.
Like the Rey Mysterio to my Brock Lesnar.
Well, my last question comes from Mr. Xavier Woods. And I will read it exactly as he wrote it. And it's not a question that you have to go, oh God, because he loves his queen. And he says,
I love it, King.
A question for my queen. If you could have any song ever made for your theme music, what would it be and why?
Oh my God. So there's two ways I can go about this, right? So like on the one hand, I had my dream music. It was having Madara, like the English voice actor for Madara Uchiha, in my Queen music. He was the one that said, "All hail the Queen, Queen Zelina."
No
so
way!
Now actually, yeah,
made that happen, or it just
all
happened
by
randomly.
Myself. No, all,
that's dope.
All by myself. Him and I spoke about it, and WWE was super receptive to it, and we put him. You can actually hear the "All hail the Queen" now in Charlotte's music or whatever. But that "All hail the Queen, Queen Zelina," that's Madara Uchiha. That was like my dream theme music. Got it. But I'd say for now it's hard because I love, she's done a lot of the Demon Slayer, music, but, Lisa, I would love for her to do like some really cool, like Demon Slayer inspired, like something like with fire and Rengoku, especially because now I'm a good guy. So now I can play off the good guys. I'm like Rengoku fire, you know, and then just have her sing. Oh, that'd be so cool. That or Aaliyah, because Aaliyah is just my everything. So either
one.
Oh,
or. Really?
Yeah.
I knew her a bit. It was,
did you?
Was I knew her a little bit back in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh my God. She's like my favorite to this day, singer, actress, like everything. So it's actually where I got a lot of my, like inspiration outfit wise. I actually did a cosplay, the Try Again outfit for TV 2 months ago, I want to say.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even keyed in on that if you didn't say it just now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Jeff, do you have any questions, closing questions, or are you happy and satisfied?
I'm happy. It was a pleasure to meet you.
I actually have a question to switch it around. Dude, you what, guys.
What's your question? Go ahead. We're ready.
So just considering the fact that you do have, you know, a lot of, from being a fan, just wrestling knowledge and just the knowledge that you have as in total, I had seen somewhere, and I don't even know if you actually said it, but that you didn't really love me being with Legato. Is that a true statement?
It is true. Here's why. Here's why.
I would say I'd love to hear this because I have my thoughts on it too, and I'm very curious as to what you think.
So here was my thing with him. WWE oftentimes, when English is their second language, they give them a manager no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I heard Legato speak, and I didn't feel that it was necessary for him to have one. Mm-hmm. Because I thought if given the right opportunity, and as long as it's a writer that he connects with, or if he's the kind of guy that doesn't need a writer, some wrestlers don't, then mm-hmm. he could have his own promo and his own voice. I always felt that the manager position was reserved for those who weren't able to get themselves or their message across in a promo. And I've never had a hard time connecting with him in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I was going to tell you when the interview's over, but I'll just say it now and people can
hear.
Yeah, do it. He's my current favorite wrestler. Like I love the guy. I love the guy. I was not hip to him before he came to NXT. I didn't know about the Lucha Underground stuff that him and Ricochet did and that Grand Prix match that they did that was kind of a recreation of that match. Mm-hmm. I wasn't hip to it. And it was a buddy of mine who was like, no, you have to go see that match. So I had to go back and watch Lucha Underground. I was like, holy shit. Like, and I've just fallen in love with the guy. He's my man crush. I think he's amazing. And I just didn't think he needed a voice, but it was in no way like, well, I don't want her to voice. No, I loved you with Andrade. I thought you were great with him, but he needed more help than I feel Legato does. So yeah, that's my guy. I felt like he can stand on his own. And I think eventually he will. I hope so. Yeah. They give him the right opportunity. But yeah, I love him. And I love that they made you guys good guys. I love that you're good guys.
Yeah, which is funny. That's the first time ever in my career as a good guy.
That's right, huh? You've always been a horrible person.
Yes. And it's funny that you say, because I remember reading it and I remember thinking like, I wonder if he's thinking what I was thinking when I first heard it. Because when I
What was your thought?
Well, cause I said the same thing. I was like, he doesn't need me though, because he's a great wrestler and a great promo. Like, why does he need me? And the way that it was explained to me was, well, the group is new to the main roster. You know, you're very known by this, you know, the SmackDown audience and whatever. So by putting him with you, people go, oh, okay, what's this about? We already know her to be the heel manager. We know her to be the heel wrestler. Like, if she's introducing them, then that means that that's what they're about. So I think it was just really to help make the transition for the fans easier to go, oh, okay, that's who they are. Which I was like, okay. But I think since then it's evolved so much that it started there. And I didn't even really do all of that much talking, to be honest, but like it's evolved so much since now, like being with Ray, and first of all, dream come true. What the hell? 8-year-old Thea is just like, what is life? You know, but now having Ray on our side and having, you know, LWO be a thing again. It's just, it's crazy. It's really, especially because Ray's like, well, you're going to be the first female ever in LWO. And I was like,
that's freaking right.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. But I did agree with you. And I thought it was funny. I was like, considering what he knows about wrestling, I imagine he saw it through my eyes the way I saw it initially. And now it's just, it's we're wrestlers in a team, not me managing wrestlers. So that's
It's much more has a stable vibe as opposed to a manager talent type vibe. It's now this is the group, the LWO reborn, basically.
Yeah, which I'm the glad that it's evolved too.
Good. Well, I'm glad my answer was good for you. Go ahead, Jeff.
I do have one. I forgot that I do have one more
Let's
question.
Do it.
No.
You and your husband both have action figures, right? And I believe you like the action figures. You collect the action figures. What is your favorite action figure that you own? I got a ton in here. I got, you know, we're wrestling fans. So what is your favorite action figure that you own?
You know what? It's funny. I was like, where is this question going? Initially, I was like,
just you and me both.
But of course, like a part of me wants to say mine because I never actually thought I would even get to the
say
point
yours.
Where I had one.
Say yours.
Cool to have an action figure. Yeah, no, that's a good answer.
It's weird because it's since Queen Zelina and she's got the crown in it. I'm like, it's me. It's so strange. But especially because I used to collect them so much. I had so many. Actually, my brother used to rip Triple H's hair off of his action figures. But there is a really big
some
statue.
Unnecessarily cruel.
He was very much a rock fan.
Well, Triple H eventually cut all his hair
that's
off,
true,
too.
That's
so
true.
It worked, you know, you're
he was a really big rock fan, and he got super pissed one time and was just like, no. But yeah, violence. But I have a really huge, like, it's probably about, let's see if you guys can even see this.
Your size.
Yeah. Like, this, even bigger, honestly. It's probably like this big, but it's a huge Itachi statue.
That's sick. I used to have the old Voltron. He was about the same size.
It's a really big Itachi statue. And I think there's a guy named, he has the YouTube channel BAM Collectibles. And he's the one who actually helped me get it. But I wanted a really big Itachi. And he finally helped me find like the perfect one. Like, it's beautiful. Like, I'll definitely like send a picture, but it is beautiful. Just by far my favorite. I can't wait because we are actually moving in June to a new house where I have like my own office where the walls aren't walls. They're
oh
just
my
display
God,
cases.
You're such a like, nerd. That's awesome.
That's sick. I am sorry though. The correct answer was my favorite action figure is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But
no, it's not.
Yours was good.
You had
was
a good second
close,
place answer.
Close,
good second place.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to call you Miss Vega since we bonded on Street Fighter now. I hope you have an absolute blast in June doing the Street Fighter VI thing. I rarely get jealous, but I am man enough to admit that I am very, very jealous. I think that's awesome. If they're listening and you guys need someone to, you know, jump in there and interview people, let me know. But I thank you for joining the show. Thanks for being a part of it. I hope it was painless and keep doing your thing, girl. I think you're great.
Thank you so much. This is really fun. I could talk to you guys forever, but I'm like, I know you guys are on a time limit, but thank you. This was really, really fun.
No, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And this has been Wrestling with Freddy.
Follow us on Instagram, Wrestling with Freddy. Twitter is WWFreddyPod. Follow us on all the socials so you can submit your questions for the Frederation.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free. Now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.